Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Back with more Free Talk Live. Hour number three right now. Time for you if you want to dial in and join us here toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Rand Paul is making headlines right now for a filibuster of what Daryl was describing here. Apparently the Patriot Act, at least some of the provisions, are going to expire June 1st. Congress is going on a break on the 22nd of this month, and the break is going to last beyond June 1st. So the idea is that if this if Congress is filibustered until the 22nd when they go on their vacation or whatever, that that would stop this portion of the Patriot Act from continuing on or being renewed or whatever. Is that right?
Right.
And so that's what's happening right now. And then all tied up in this is this USA Freedom Act that, Daryl, you had begun telling us about in the last hour. Can you briefly recap what this thing is?
Yes. So the USA Freedom Act is the Uniting and Strengthening America by Fulfilling Rights and Ending Eavesdropping, Dragnet Collection, and Online Monitoring Act.
I wonder how long it took him to come up with that one.
My guess is it's probably one of the backronyms.
Backronyms?
That's where you come up with a word and then you figure out things to fill in.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I wonder how long it took them to figure it out. I mean, it's a lot of letters to put in there.
Freedom. Well, the Uniting and Strengthening America is generally what USA stands for.
Right, that's what it was in the Patriot Act, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So freedom it probably did not take them very long.
Okay.
You know, and of course, if they couldn't have come up with all of the words, they'd have just still called it the Freedom Act and America.
Right.
So the reason that this is needed, and I'm using air quotes there, is because of the revelations by Edward Snowden that the NSA is surveilling pretty much everything. And they do so supposedly under Section 215 of the USA Patriot Act, which allowed the NSA and FBI to collect all sorts of data and records that are, quote, relevant to an ongoing investigation. But the article here from Reason continues, the NSA and the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court that oversaw approval of record collections took a very, very, very wide view of what was relevant. And that included, among other things, the phone records of every single American. There was an awareness among privacy experts that this was happening, but because the entire process was classified, the ability for anybody, even members of Congress, to do much was limited.
Now, the court did slap down their interpretation of what was relevant, from what I understand, right? Like they said, NSA, you've gone too far.
Right. They said that Section 215 cannot bear the burden that you are attempting to place upon it.
But and now then the NSA released all the private conversations of the judges between their mistresses.
Well, now all they're going to do is just, you know, supposedly to fix this, they're going to have to go through the FISA court to get their approval to spy on whoever they want to spy on. So it's not like they're going to be prevented from spying on people. They just might put one extra hoop in front of them. And, of course, we're presuming they're going to follow that rule in the first place, which why would they follow the rule? I mean, what's going to be the punishment for them? There's been no consequence.
There is no consequence. The only person that is being punished is the individual that leaked the documents revealing that crimes were taking place. The same thing with the CIA. When the CIA was revealed to have been torturing people, the only person from the CIA that went to jail was the guy that revealed the documents that proved that the CIA was torturing people.
Yep, that's true.
So the article here from Reason continues. It says, then Edward Snowden came around and released information showing how remarkably expansive the NSA surveillance actually was. This all came as a surprise to Representative James Sensenbrenner, who introduced the USA Patriot Act in 2001. He said it was never his intent to authorize mass collection of the data of Americans in the first place. The USA Freedom Act, which Sensenbrenner has also sponsored, is intended to reform these procedures. But what the USA Freedom Act actually does is fairly modest compared to the amount of surveillance authority the NSA has claimed for itself. It will end the bulk collection of phone metadata collection under Section 215, but that's not the only avenue by which the federal government claims authority to collect huge amounts of private information.
Furthermore, well, you can't collect it for this reason, but you can go ahead and collect it for that reason. Nice.
Furthermore, right now we're seeing the third attempt to get the act passed, and the strength of the reforms has been watered down along the way. Indeed, some of the reforms call for in the act storing the telecommunications data with the companies rather than the government and requiring the government to request it. That came from former NSA Director Keith Alexander. The support of the Obama administration has itself given some pause due to its role in fighting lawsuits against the program and the blatant deception of current Director of Intelligence James Clapper before the Senate about the existence of mass phone record collections. What the USA Freedom Act is intended to do is end mass domestic data collection through Section 215, as well as in the secretive national security letters, and require quote-unquote specific selection items to limit mass record request.
I've got to say, I really am not a fan of those national security letters. I'd love to see those things ended with no matter what the bill is.
It also reforms the FISA court to designate several independent advisors to the court to help provide legal arguments that advance the protection of individual privacy and civil liberties, making the FISA court a slightly more adversarial place rather than the apparent rubber stamp factory it has been.
Yeah, it's all on paper, though, right? Like, you know, they're just going to pass some. If this thing passes, they're going to pass this law. And they're going to say, you know, cheering out from the rooftops, yeah, we've reined in the NSA. Now they're going to have to go through this slightly more difficult process with the secret court that you really can't know what's going on with because they're secret. I mean, well, you can't verify any of these things are actually happening, right?
It would also mandate a declassification review process for the FISA court decisions. So it's not declassifying everything. It just puts in a process. They'll review whether to declassify. Maybe right. We'll think about it, and no.
Right.
The article here continues, and just a reminder, the title of the article is the USA Freedom Act the best we can expect right now? The article continues, but it's also really hard to try to gauge the impact of the bill as written, and that's coloring perceptions of its value. Making the situation more complicated is a federal court ruling that is actually friendly to privacy reformers. On May 7th, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that Section 215 never actually authorized the NSA to engage in mass phone metadata collection in the first place.
I wonder who'll go to jail.
Nobody.
Edward Snowden, if he ever comes back to the United States of America.
You're telling me the NSA illegally collected all this information on Americans?
That's correct.
Edward Snowden will be the only one to go to jail if he ever comes back. Just like with the CIA, they tortured how many people, and the only guy to go to jail is the guy that leaked the documents. Because, well, that was classified information. You can't leak classified information.
Right. Doesn't matter what it's classified at or with all the horrible things it shows us doing.
And then David Petraeus had leaked some classified documents to his mistress who was writing his autobiography. He took a plea deal and gets like 2 years probation.
That's accurate.
The article here continues. It says the court, that being the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, ruled that the NSA had stretched the definition of relevance and investigation too far by scooping up pretty much everything and storing it just in case it might be useful later. But the court also did not demand an immediate change, partly because it knew Congress was already working on legislation to deal with the pending sunset of Section 215.
And the court can't bring charges either, right? So it would have to be the Justice Department who decides to bring charges against any of these actors in this case, and they're just not going to.
Right, no, this doesn't say charges. It says it did not demand changes.
No, I know that. I'm saying the court cannot bring charges. So even though they're saying what you did was illegal, they can't do anything about it in the courts. Right. It would have to be the prosecutors who do that. And what's the interest in...
Or one of these grand juries that would indict a ham sandwich before a government employee.
Yeah, I mean, those grand juries only do what they're told by whoever their handlers are. So... we'll come back with more.
There's more.
The USA Freedom Act. And then a little bit of good news out of the Supreme Court about taxes in certain states. 855-453 is our number. It's Free Talk Live.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back now with more Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the so-called USA Freedom Act. Is it actually going to do a damn thing to make the NSA less likely to collect bulk data about you? Daryl is shaking his head. And he is well informed on this. We're going to continue with that here in a moment. And in the meantime, I want to let you know about Hypercronius. It's the year 91001. How do you say that in years? 91001?
91001, yeah, let's do that.
91001 BCE, and a genocidal conquest has brought one world to an end, only to usher in the beginning of our own. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercronius. It's a new role-playing game for Windows PCs from our former co-host here on Free Talk Live, Brian Sovereign. You might know him from Sovereign Tech and Zomia Offline Games, with a story like no other game before. Full motion video, classic graphics, and pick-up-and-play controls. Hypercronius is a liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go check it out over at zog.ninja. That's a website.
It is the website, yes.
Zog, Zog.ninja. To find out more, you can see the trailer and get your copy of Hypercronius. And if you use coupon code FTL, you'll save a buck. And because this isn't a high-priced game in the first place, so a buck's actually pretty decent discount.
This is a high percentage.
It's like a $7 game, I think. Yeah, six or something like that. You can purchase it with Bitcoin, by the way, over at Zog.ninja. And don't forget code FTL for Hypercronius from Brian Sovereign. All right,
I bought it with Bitcoin.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, Daryl, continue with more from... And what was the source on this story? Was it Reason?
This is Reason.com.
Okay. This is about the USA so-called Freedom Act.
Yes. The question that they ask is the USA Freedom Act the best we can expect right now? And they're talking about the ruling that happened earlier this month out of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, where that court ruled that Section 215 of the USA Patriot Act didn't actually do what the government said that it did. And they say that the ruling prompted some rethinking of the USA Freedom Act by the Electronic Frontier Foundation. The group had previously endorsed each iteration of the act, increasingly reluctant as it was watered down with each session. In response to the court ruling, though, EFF withdrew its support and went neutral, calling for legislators to now strengthen the act. Mark Jaycox, a legislative analyst at EFF, who had been writing about the USA Freedom Act, still has positive things to say about it, but doesn't want Congress to settle for less than it has to. It's the first reform of NSA surveillance since the 1970s. Wow. There should be more to it. Jaycox says the USA Freedom Act should be stronger. Congress should be pushing for more control for themselves and more for the public.
Well, it's like Mark said, though. I mean, these NSA guys can have all kinds of files and information on all of these congressmen. There's no reason for them to push beyond what they've already done. What they've already done is just doing nothing more than putting a, if you want to even consider it, any kind of barrier, a very, very small barrier, one that can easily be stepped over in front of the NSA, and that presumes that they're going to follow the rules in the first place. If they just keep collecting data, who the hell in Congress is ever going to know that?
Right, and... just something that I would like to add before continuing with the article is the USA Freedom Act, it now dictates that the telecommunication companies are to collect the data so that the government can then request it with one of these secret court orders out of the FISA court.
Basically no change at all, just corporations holding the information instead
of government. The difference is who is actually the one holding and collecting the data, not what is being held and collected.
It's horrifying.
The article continues, the EFF would like Congress to return to the first iteration of the act that called for a stronger adversarial position within the FISA court, not just as an advisor. They want Congress to address other authorizations used to justify bulk metadata collection, not just Section 215 or national security letters. They want better minimization procedures to make sure information is not directly connected to an investigation is properly purged. And they want to remove the emergency exception that allows the government to snoop on any non-U.S. person for 72 hours without any court's authorization at all.
Now, hold on. What you're saying there is there's the group of with the EFF.
The EFF.
That's what they want, but the current act isn't doing any of those things.
Right. because the current law was watered down through each committee that it's gone through. It was watered down on the floor of the House. It was watered down in the Senate committee. And it's probably going to be watered down even more on the floor of the Senate. And they're saying, no, go back to the original.
Mm, yeah,
forget all
happen.
Of these amendments. Go back to the original.
It's just not going to happen. I mean, the EFF doesn't have the political clout necessary to make anything like that happen. And the NSA has all of the clout necessary to make sure that they stay.
Clout? They may very well have know where the bodies are buried.
Right, that's what I mean.
They've been collecting the data on these Congress critters for years now. They know who's taken the bad, who's taken illegal funding. They know who's got a mistress. They know who's been taking
drugs. Smart, they know those
They
things,
know
right?
who's doing boys in the bathroom. They know it all.
Let's talk to James. He's in Kalamazoo, listening via the TuneIn app. Hey, James.
Hello. All right. Now, I agree with like 98% of the content on the show. I just wanted to bring up actually a couple criticisms.
Okay. Well, that's more interesting anyway.
As you know, usually when I call, I'm agreeing with you guys, but I have to bring up something that the two of you said in the last segment of last night's show, that I actually, Mark, I'm sorry, Ian and Mark, I know you weren't there, Daryl, that I personally don't agree with, which is, talking essentially to the people that we know about our ideas of liberty. And then I'd also like to kind of segue that into, an opinion I have about the start of today's show.
Okay, well, tell us what you want to say, I mean, rather than telling us what you're going to tell us.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that actually one of the biggest things that I can do for the cause of liberty myself is to demonstrate it in my daily life. And that means explaining to somebody why I do or don't do certain things. And I think that it's pretty important. And it seems to me as if Ian and Mark last night in the last segment of the show kind of talked about how they don't tend to talk to people around them about the ideas of liberty, whereas I personally think that it's very important to educate the people that I know that are closest.
Yeah, I think you might have misunderstood. So let me see if I can clarify a little bit here.
I don't even remember. So far removed from this, I don't even have any idea what you're talking about.
What I was saying is I don't push my ideas on sort of the people in, my life, right? It's different being on the radio. We're pushing ideas here all night, 3 hours a night, 7 nights a week. But as far as, like, in regular relationships with people, you, in my opinion, do yourself a disservice by being pushy with ideas, like trying to sort of shove them down people's throats.
Asking them the really hard questions.
Whatever, or just bringing up issues and throwing them into a conversation with you about it. I'd rather wait until an opportunity comes up to express my viewpoint when I'm invited to do so, when the other person is genuinely interested in that. Now, if you'd like to respond, you're welcome too. So stand by, James. We'll bring you back for that. 855-450-FREE. I think it's a little more tactical that way, and a little more the person will be more receptive. We're coming up.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. 855-453 is our number, 855-450-3733. And we invite you via Skype to join us that way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
I'm going to Freedom Fest. It's July the 7th through the 11th. Actually, it's the 8th through the 11th, but you should arrive a day early. So think of it as July 7th to the 11th. At Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. It's a really incredible event, and this year is going to be the best ever. It's called Discover the New American Dream. And did I say it was at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas? It's going to be a really great event. This is the world's largest gathering of free minds, and this year they're having what they're calling the historic dream debate of the century. Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Steve Moore is the Wall Street Journal columnist and chief economist for the Heritage Foundation, and Paul Krugman is the Nobel Prize-winning economist and New York Times columnist, and they're going to debate austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax. You're only going to see something this epic at Freedom Fest. There's also going to be lots of big names there, including Dinesh D'Souza, George Gilder, Glenn Beck, Senator Mike Lee, Steve Forbes, Peter Thiel, Congressman Alan West, many, many, many more. Mark Skousen's, of course, behind putting it all on. Go to freedomfest.com. When you register, please, please click on radio, that you heard on radio. That way we get credit for it and they know that we're effectively bringing people to them. They're still skeptical and we'd love to be able to have a much bigger relationship with them. Freedomfest.com, or you can give them a call. Be sure to mention Free Talk Live if you do. 855-850-FREE. It's 855-850-FREE. If you are going, please come and look me up and let them know that that you're coming and you're a listener of Free Talk Live.
Good idea. All right, so our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. We're bringing James back on in Kalamazoo. He's talking about talking with people, expressing to them the ideas of liberty and his approach to it. So, James, do continue.
Yes. I agree that it has to come up in conversation organically. And so I certainly agree. Maybe I just misunderstood how you guys were bringing it up. But when I meet people, they, after a very short period of time, they start to see that I have different ideas and different approaches.
Oh, yeah.
And, to everything. And, for example, I do a lot of outreach to the homeless here locally.
Mm-hmm.
I hear about many of these people that are in their position because of like drugs or something. And I'm like, and they're beating themselves up like, oh my God, I pled guilty to this and I got to do this, that and the other. And I'm like, why? Well, why did you plead guilty? And it just comes up organically in conversation as well as, any close friend that I have. And I just feel that it's important. And of course it has to come up organically. I can't just walk up, hi, I'm James, and this is my ideas of liberty, unless of course I'm doing some activism.
Well, I do that too, right? Because I do outreach, and that's me literally handing the ideas of liberty to people in the streets, but not really having conversation beyond that in most instances, because I want to move through as many people as possible. But I tend to agree with you. In a circumstance where you're dealing with a coworker, you're dealing with somebody that you're going to school with, you're dealing with somebody that is in your family, whatever, friends, it's the organic conversations that are going to be the ones they remember. They're going to be the ones that have the greatest impact. They're going to be the ones where if they're asking you your opinion, that means they actually do have an interest in finding it out rather than you pushing it on them. So it sounds like we agree here, James.
Okay, yeah, and I guess I just misunderstood, and by doing so, I'm finding that more people agree with the idea of, I mean, granted, there are plenty of statists out there, but there are more people that agree with the ideas of liberties, and I think more people are libertarians than actually will admit it. Now,
I think that's true.
Yeah, I heard that the numbers go up like 15 points if 15 percentage points if you say instead of are you fiscally conservative and socially are you fiscally conservative and socially liberal versus are you fiscally conservative and socially liberal like a libertarian. Like you can bump
without using the word libertarian.
Without using
the
word
better results.
Yeah, without using the term libertarian. This is some old numbers, but I'd be interested in seeing what they look like
and
today.
It also depends on how far you define the term libertarian, because
yeah.
I've heard some libertarians that want to define the term so broadly that everybody except for Barack Obama and Adolf Hitler are libertarians.
I've heard that too, but I've also heard plenty of people who, when they hear the term libertarian, they think it means liberal. And this is not, we're so far into it that we never see this happen in our real lives, but I've seen it happen more and more. It's just people don't know what this term means. Libertarian they don't know what it means.
Well, in my case, I thought for the longest time that I was a liberal because I cared more about the social issues. I thought I was a liberal. And, but I'm like, well, I really don't agree with the big government and the war, there are a lot of stuff I don't agree with. And actually, of all people, I know he's not your best friend, but at least he got me to start thinking about the ideas was Neil Bortz when I actually heard him. And that,
oh yeah, I used to like the Neil Bortz show, sure.
Yeah, back when,
all there was.
back when a Democrat was president in the late 1990s, Neil Bortz sounded a lot more libertarian.
Well, he was also a member of the Libertarian Party.
Is he not anymore?
No, he left in like the early part of the Bush administration.
Well,
America.
Go ahead, James.
I just kind of wanted to segue. I don't like to take up too much time. I mentioned a segue into the first know, essentially the first hour of today's show, that I actually use you guys as kind of when I tell people, and, you know, I'm like, well, I don't have time right now to tell you. You know, I'm at work slicing meat right now. But, you know, there's the show on, and I tell them about you guys and
oh, great.
How to find you. And then I just honestly, after the first hour today, I tuned out because I couldn't deal with it, because what if that was somebody's first time listening to the show? I personally don't think I like Christopher Cantwell. All right, I know that he's no.
You're referring to our discussion about Chris Cantwell using the N-word on Twitter and why we suspended him on the radio. Look, if you don't like some of the things we talk about here, then select specific shows to share with your friends. But sometimes we cover topics that some of the people who tune in aren't going to like. I mean, it's not all liberty all the time here on Free Talk Live. Sometimes it's sort of the internals of how a talk show operates behind the scenes. We talk about this stuff. You know, we're not going to hide behind our microphones and not take calls about controversial issues. We'll talk about things like, you know, ending the war on drugs, which is going to offend some people who might otherwise be friendly to the idea of, you know, lower taxes or something like that. So at any given night, there may be something we say that someone tuning in for the first time is going to be offended by, and really, there's nothing we can change about that. Thanks, okay. James, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-453. I thought we handled the Chris Cantwell situation in as best manner as possible. We put it all out there. We talked about what was happening in detail, and people had opinions. They called in about it.
Yeah, ultimately, there's nothing we can do about it. I understand when you're, you know, getting people to listen to the show that you'd like it to be the way you want it to be every moment, but we handled it right, in my opinion.
I totally agree.
That's the reason we handled it. We handled it, that way. And if somebody's listening, they're like, okay, these are some guys that at least have enough, backbone to put somebody on suspension if they, you know, use the N-word.
Well, of course, some others are saying we don't have enough backbone because, you know, we didn't stand behind Chris on this one. So, again, you can't make everybody happy. And if you try making everyone happy, you'll just end up really unhappy because it won't work out for you. So let's continue. Pizza Guy is on the line in Fargo. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you know what's going on or if it's been mentioned, but just want to bring up that Dr. Paul is filibustering the Patriot Act. He's been going 7 hours strong.
Jeez. Is it true that he has no one supporting him in this?
No, I heard there was a senator from Montana that was speaking for a little bit earlier.
Oh, really? Okay. That's good to know. Stand by, Pizza Guy. We can talk. We actually already have talked about it, but if you've got something else to add, you're welcome to join us here. 855-453. More with the Pizza Guy here in moments. And the remaining moments of the show are coming up, so you have enough time to get your call in if you make it right now. We got room for you. 855-453, or join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Time enough for you to share your thoughts here with us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can support the show by going to AMP, Free Talk Live. Just go to AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send $5 a month in via any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website, and Free Talk Live will take that $5 and invest it into the show to help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. By the way, sort of related to the AMP program, which, again, you get perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, AMP-only Facebook group. Go get signed up, please, at amp.freetalklive.com. But in other related news, the satellite fundraiser, we talked in detail last night about how I considered it to be a success and that I was in negotiations with the satellite provider. The negotiations have completed at
really?
This point.
I know nothing of this.
I have not. Yeah, I haven't mentioned this to anybody. Well, the contract hasn't been signed, but I did get an email back confirming my offer has been accepted. Well, my initial offer, I guess their counter offer, was accepted by their management. So my initial offer was that I would pay $4,500 per year for two satellite channels, which they had originally asked for a little more than $4,500 per year. They'd asked for $600 a month, which would, you know, $4,500 breaks down to about $375 a month. And so I offered $375 a month. And for the two channels, they said, we don't have that access to that second channel. I wanted to get on a second transponder on the same satellite over Africa to cover South Africa, because the current signal that we're going to be having doesn't really cover South Africa at all.
It's more like Central Africa,
yeah.
West Central.
Sort of East-West Central Africa, sort of a big swath of the middle of Africa. And anyway, they said they don't have a transponder on that other KU band transmitter, if you will. And so they came back and said, you know, well, I'll take this, or the salesman said, I'll take this to management. And, you know, I agreed that he could take it to management. And they came back and said, yes, so we're going to get it for actually just about the amount that we raised for the satellite fundraiser.
So for a year.
One or two channels? I'm still
just
confused.
One channel.
Okay.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So, great news. It's working.
Yeah. Congratulations. You got half of what you wanted.
Well, Mark, I asked for twice. I asked for twice more than what I originally had, knowing that I likely wasn't going to get what I was asking for.
Those are good numbers.
And so then they came down to, you know, basically we'll be paying slightly less than what we're currently paying for the U.S. and North and Central America satellite coverage to be over Africa again. And I'm very excited about it. And it's thanks to listeners like you for donating to the satellite fundraiser that made you guys made this happen. And we basically raised enough money to actually cover it, which
and
I'm really excited about.
Mark, one of the tools of negotiating is you ask for more than you want. That
right.
way, when they counteroffer, you get what you actually wanted.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. So back to Pizza Guy. He's on in Fargo calling about the filibuster, which we did discuss briefly earlier. Rand Paul filibustering up, presumably, if he can go through the 22nd. Is it if he goes through midnight, like midnight on the 22nd? Like, when does he have to end this? Like, the evening of the 21st?
Whenever Mitch McConnell says that we're going on break.
Okay.
But they're scheduled to begin their recess on the 22nd.
So he could wait till after?
Presumably, they have other bills that they want to vote on.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll likely wind up at some point having a vote to end the filibuster and then either vote on this, you know, USA Freedom Act, vote on the let's reauthorize Section 215, vote on
so they can just
anything.
Vote to, I'm sorry, they can just vote to end the filibuster? I thought the whole idea of the filibuster was that prevents a vote from happening.
No, at some point they can have a vote. Like, if he stops talking for 12 seconds to take a drink of water.
I see.
Somebody can say, point of order, let's vote.
I see.
If he, you know, has to step off of the stage to go use the bathroom.
So basically,
if nobody else is talking in his stead, point of order, let's vote.
So is there a certain amount of seconds that someone has to stop before someone can put a point of order in?
I don't know if there's, you know, like a number of seconds, but yeah. I do know that if the person leaves the official speaking stage, then somebody can say, let's vote to end the filibuster.
But if he takes a drink of water,
I'm hypothesizing there. Like, if he takes a long pause, then I don't know if it would be, you know, considered to be something that was in order. Yeah, like if he pauses and, like, fills up his glass and drinks, somebody could say, let's vote, whether or not that's a valid motion.
Okay, so you're not
I
sure
don't
about
know,
that.
But I do know that if he steps out of the speaking area and nobody else steps in to continue.
But you said there was a guy. By the way, Pizza Guy dropped off a line. I'm not sure what happened there. I picked up his line and he dropped off.
Must not like Rand Paul that much.
He's obviously loves Rand Paul. That's all he ever talks about these days.
He sure does.
So what we've got here is Rand Paul.
They've got the holiday recess.
Yep.
Memorial Day.
Now, if the boss guy wants
Mitch McConnell.
If he wants to take the recess later, can he do that? Or do they have to take the recess on the 22nd? Like, if he's like, all right, we're going to go another 24 hours.
That would require a suspension of rules that they've already agreed on. Like, that's one of the rules. Like, we have breaks that are hard timed into the show. You can't just move that because, well, we want to finish talking about this. Like, you have to contact people ahead of time and say, we want to move our break instead of beginning at 16 minutes after the hour to begin at 19.
And because he's filibustering, then they wouldn't be able to motion to suspend the rules.
Right.
So, presuming they've set a certain time on the 21st that they're going to go home, you know, 7 p.m.
I don't think they've
midnight.
Set a time on the 22nd, just that the 22nd is when the vacation begins.
So 11:59 p.m. on the 21st at midnight, they have to end this thing. Is that right?
No. Like, you know, they could wait until 11:59 p.m. on the 22nd.
Oh, so any time on the 22nd they could
sometime
end it.
On the 22nd is when the recess begins.
So if he doesn't have help with this filibuster thing, it's really nothing more than symbolic, right? Like he's
right.
He's
it's just
run
like
out of
the,
steam.
The other thing where he got up and talked about drones and read from Alice in Wonderland.
Let's not just downplay some politician taking a principled symbolic stand. I mean,
it was a symbolic stand.
I'm not downplaying it. I'm just saying that's what it is. It's not going to stop
symbolic.
The Patriot Act, right? Unless there's another five guys who are willing to get up there, or however many, because you need at least probably two or three or something to get up there. You did say there was some Montana senator.
Then there was a senator from Montana that, while I was doing some stuff in the CAC, I overheard because Rich Paul was listening to the filibuster. And I heard some guy talking about, people in Montana where I'm from. And I was like, Rand Paul's not from Montana. And then, he finished speaking and then Rand started talking. I'd like to thank the senator from Montana.
Right.
So, there are people.
So that dude got up to give him kind of a short break kind of deal.
Like, got to go to the bathroom, need to get a cup of water, whatever.
Right. Okay. Well, it's good to know that he does have some support.
I forget who the senator was. I think it may have been Strom Thurmond that
he's
at
dead.
One
he's
time.
Dead.
I know he's dead.
He hasn't finished his sentence.
He used to be a senator, and he did a really long filibuster one time, and he had a bucket in a closet, and he had it in such a way as to where he could pee in the bucket and still have 1 foot in the speaking area.
Really?
And he would speak while he peed in the bucket.
And that's pretty talented. Now, is it one of those things where, and that guy was a scumbag, right? Wasn't he like a white supremacist or something like that?
He was.
But this, no, still, creative idea. Now, is that one of those things where if you are speaking to Congress, you cannot be arrested for violating the law, so therefore if he's exposing himself in front of Congress, it's
not
totally
like
legal?
Not like he turned around towards the wall. Like
still, though, public urination is generally considered a crime. I mean, if you were to go pee in the streets in Washington, D.C., or pee anywhere in the, outside of a bathroom inside the
This is the Senate chambers. What if this is peeing? By no means the worst thing that's happened there, I can assure you.
Like, if you're in your house and you pee in a bucket in your house, that's not public urination.
Let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nathan.
I was really interested in that remark that Mark made before about the advertising. I'm surprised that nothing like this has ever happened to FTL before.
Like what?
Well, like someone using a controversial word or someone taking some kind
of position. Actually, it has. We've lost radio stations over our position on the military.
And advertisers.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, but I was thinking mostly about, like, offensive, speech or something along those lines.
It's offensive to people.
And I don't mean to criticize you, Ian. It's just I'm just kind of surprised that Mark had to build a case for this. I mean, I was reading the Wiki article about Laura Schlesinger, and I had no idea that it was a dirty word or whatever that got her off the air.
It was the N-word. She said it three times in a row.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. I mean, we've had these controversial things happen, not with the N-word previously, and we didn't actually have it, didn't happen on the air. We've lost stations over what we've said on the radio. That didn't even happen in this case. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Nathan. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com, don't forget to check out Daryl's websites, fpp.cc, and fppradio.com, and again, we'll see you at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.